wonder how many people have booked her for their weddings. It's Nomfundo Mo sounding so angelic on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. You gotta book the girl. She does amazing things. That voice, you need to fill it up with some beautiful memories. Welcome to the show, man. Happy Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Oh my goodness, what a week. We are tired, aren't we? Want to go and rest, Nyana, if you want to rest over the weekend. Otherwise, you can't wait to go and party. Forget about the events of this past week. It gets really, really hectic, and we deserve some leisure time. Welcome to Rise FM Lunch. I'm Lily Wakamakofane, aka Salt. I'm about to give you a top five stories making noise from the net. So here's our first stop this morning. Michael Jackson is the first one making noise from the net. The legendary music maker Michael Jackson may not be alive, but his music continues to live on, man. So the King of Pop died in 2009 at the age of 50. Despite this, he recently made history as the first artist from the 20th Century Studios to have 5 music videos surpassing 1 billion views each on YouTube. As Michael Jackson continues to break records, his status as a music legend only grows stronger, providing that his reign is far from over. And we're just curious, which videos do you reckon hit that 1 billion views? It's a whole 5 Michael Jackson songs. Hit us up on our WhatsApp number, 072-885-7702. Moving on to our next story. Second up is Megan Thee Stallion. We absolutely love her. So Megan Thee Stallion is unveiling her untold story in a newly released documentary called In Her Words, which she premiered on Prime Video this past Thursday, right? So the Grammy-winning rapper, known for her fearless persona, is diving deep into the personal and professional battles she's faced on her path to fame, offering fans an intimate look beyond the stage. The film captures Megan's raw and unfiltered journey, showcasing her struggles that she faced in both her personal life and her career. The rapper once opened up about grief, pressure, and the complexities of fame, giving fans an unprecedented look at a life beyond her music. I love this for her, especially as a rapper, because we also have our very own Braga, who now has a reality TV show. It shows that there's a lot of interest, especially for the female rappers, to share their lives on the telly, and the fans are super, super excited. So Neka Onora is going to be directing Megan Thee Stallion's story. Super excited for her. May she shine even further, man. On our third story, we bring it back home with Dali Wonga, the very handsome Dali Wonga. So I'm a piano vocalist, Dali Wonga. Matiwane joins Diesel as its ambassador for South African market. The collaboration comes after the brand notices not only his musical talent, but also his elite fashion sense, as he's one of the best dressed musicians in the amapiano genre. A statement from the brand read, "He is among the best amapiano stars at the moment. His distinctive music lyrics, soothing voice, and dynamic presence made him one of the most interesting artists in the market." Close quote. As the ambassador, the Abo Mvelo hitmaker will be part of the brand's events, showcasing the latest collections and adding his own touch and flair to present it his own way. Previously, the brand had partnered with the likes of Oscar Mbo as an ambassador. We all agree that Oscar also looks good, ne? So this is very fitting for Dali Wonga. A major shout out to the boy. I call him a boy because I'm not a gay man. Let's move on to our fourth story, your noise from the net this Friday, Rise FM Lunch. DJ Zandimez is set to go on a music tour, during which she will launch her facial product. Yes, becoming an entrepreneur. And this is coming after 2 years after undergoing a brain surgery. DJ Zandimez made a musical comeback and seems to have a business-minded narrative as she prepares to tour Nigeria as well as Zimbabwe this festive season. So the Bawo hitmaker says the festive season is crucial for her craft, as she hasn't been doing music for a year. Plus, the festive season is going to be a hectic one for her, as she's going to be touring the entire world this season. We wish her all the best. May she slay. So we're about to close it off. Don't let this be you this coming weekend, okay? Okay, I'm letting you know right now. Closing off noise from the night on Rise FM lunch is Umduduzi Mdladla. So recently, a man disclosed that his friends had invited him to a restaurant, right? Leaving him, the person they invited with a bill of 18,300. Also, guys, ninjanganina. So in a TikTok video, Umduduzi Mdladla, who goes by the name at Top Salesman 18 on the video sharing app, said his friends invited him to a restaurant and left him with the unpaid bill. Mdladla also shared that his friends had already ordered by the time he arrived at this particular restaurant with his girlfriend. Now, pumile lo muntu wakho ba invite, next thing muntu wakho mela patali bill njani, guys?
Aw, bathu banyamalala one by one, rasala tafling relief for 2 year via what's a bill, 60 kilometers. Se ke thola gore lona majita la patala bill la itseba ba ba di selepo ba trendang ba itseba ba tlo bua ka mabitso a batho ala patala bill ka patala bill so ne ke batla le bone bill ye ke ya le bona ka ofela le thutsi mo group chatting tsa di WhatsApp le thutsi mo TikTok le thutsi ha ke ba tlo bua mabitso a lona ke le hlase mphakathing but as majita a re tshini so a re phili so.
So wait, so these people are friends, right? These are friends inviting a friend to come join them.